The Risk of Darkness by Susan Hill. Read by Stephen Pacey. Chapter 1. There was no fly. And there should have been a fly. It was that sort of room. Grey linoleum, putty walls, chairs and tables with tubular metal legs. But in these places there was always a fly, too, zizzing slowly up and down a window pane. Up and down, up and down. The wall at the far end was covered in whiteboards and pinboards, names, dates, places. Then came witnesses, which was blank, suspects, blank, forensics, blank, in each case. There were five people in the conference room of the North Riding Police HQ, and they had been staring at the boards for over an hour. DCI Simon Sorella felt as if he had spent half his life staring at one of the photographs. The bright, fresh face, the protruding ears, the school tie, the newly cut hair. The expression, interested, alert. David Angus. It was 8 months since he had vanished from outside the gate of his own house at 8:10 one morning. David Angus. Simon wished there was a fly to mesmerize him, instead of the small boy's face. The call from D.S. Jim Chapman had come a couple of days earlier, in the middle of a glorious Sunday afternoon. Simon had been sitting on the bench, padded up and waiting to bat for Lafferton Police against Bevham Hospital second 11. The score was 228-5, the medic's bowling was flaccid, and Simon thought his team might declare before he himself got in. He wasn't sure whether he would mind or not. He enjoyed playing, though he was only an average cricketer.